get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. PatriotsRelief.com. Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second half hour of hour number one here on this hump day Wednesday, September 4th, 2024 edition of Your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop here on the Patriot Voice Radio Network. Want to get you guys to basically focus in on the situation that we are facing in this election over two main issues. This needs to be the driver of the conversation that we have with our friends, our family, our coworkers, basically everybody you know. Two major issues that the country is facing that you need to be talking about. A lot of people know this, I guess, subliminally in their subconscious mind. They realize what's going on, but it's not a top-of-mind function thought that will allow them to basically affect their thinking about the election. Two major points. Number one, top-of-mind, of course, is the overall economy. But you have to look at it from a very specific point of the economy. Inflation versus the dollar versus what you're actually able to purchase. Now, if you haven't heard the video yet or listened to it on the radio, I played it in full yesterday. Joe Pags did a really good job of real numbers. Nine items comparing Donald Trump while president for 4 years versus 4 years of Biden-Harris, which will only get worse under Harris. Why do I say that? Because she's more progressive, socialist, communist than Joe Biden is. Now, she's covering all that up. And she's focused, laser focused on together we win. Together we win. Unity. Somewhat of a little bit of a spinoff of Barack Hussein Obama's campaign slogan back in the day. But basically trying to create what they're focusing on is unity. Everybody coming together. A kumbaya moment if she gets elected president of the United States. But the thing that she doesn't want us to really know is her liberal agenda. First interview after 41 days of being the nominee with the CNN reporter, asked her right out of the box, and this was orchestrated, this was planned, this is exactly what they wanted to bring up first. Just a few years ago, when you ran for president in 2020, didn't win any of the primaries, dropped out of the race, ended up being Joe Biden's pick for vice president. You made some pretty strong, outrageous, far-left statements regarding policy. No more fracking. Absolutely wanting to defund the police. The list goes on and on and on and on about how liberal, how progressive she is. But now, here it is, 2024, just basically 5 years later, and you've completely flipped 180 degrees on all of these policy issues. Do you know what her response was? My values and my principles haven't changed. That was her response. So if that is the case, then you have to look at the fact that basically what she's doing is catering to the voters, trying to make it look like she's now reformed and has a different set of policy issues, when in fact she doesn't. This is all a smokescreen, people. Everything that's coming out of this woman's mouth has been poll tested. They have put it in front of groups of voters and gotten their reaction based on saying things a certain way. This is a completely orchestrated campaign by Kamala Harris. The 2 points on the economy, inflation, the strength of the dollar versus your purchasing power. Prices have gone up everywhere. If you didn't hear the video, you didn't see it on social media, again, text me PAGS, P-A-G-S. I've gotten all kinds of spellings of that. People's autocorrect on their phones don't see or recognize PAGS. So I've been getting all kinds of text messages. I get it. Don't worry about it. I will send you the video. I put it on my ex Twitter account. All you have to do is click on it, open it, and play it. 2 minutes and 42 seconds. Now, I'm going to pull it up for the next segment. We'll play it for you again. But here's the main point. The 2 points of the economy, the dollar, purchasing power. The other main issue point you have to point to is, are you better off today than you were 4 years ago? That was a Ronald Reagan slogan question he asked the American people after 4 years of Jimmy Carter. We have to stay laser focused on the economy. Why is that so important? Because the policies that she wants to implement, if she gets elected president, will be devastating to our country and to business. Kamala Harris wants to raise the corporate income tax to 28%. Currently, it's at 21. She wants the evil corporations to pay their fair share. Again, she does not understand corporations, folks, do not pay taxes. They write the check out. They mail it into the IRS. But they don't pay that. The money that they write those checks for come directly from you, the consumer. Well, what do you mean, Trucker? I don't pay their taxes. They do. You pay their taxes in the form of higher prices that they include in the cost of producing their goods, products, and services. When you buy their widget, whatever it is that they're selling, the cost of those corporate taxes are already factored into the cost of that product, plus a profit. Business 101 real quick. You take all your costs, all your expenses of operating your business. Your hard costs, your soft costs, your labor costs, you factor it all in, you come up with a number. To do this business, to be able to do $1 million worth of sales, that's what you're projecting you're going to do this year in your budget. To do $1 million in sales, we're going to have to make X number of widgets. It's going to take X number of people to make those X number of widgets. We will then need to hire this many people to produce this many widgets, whatever it is you're selling. We got to pay the electric bill, the insurance bill, the licensing fees, the utilities, all of it, the cost of the building, whether it's a mortgage or a lease. You add it all up. You include your own compensation. You'd like to be paid as the owner of the business along with your employees. You come up with a total expenses. Then you add 10%, 15%, 20%, whatever percentage of profit you want as a return on your investment of doing this business, running the business, that is your total final amount of money you need to generate in covering your expenses. Taxes, corporate taxes, income taxes, all of it, folks, are factored in. When you buy something from a company or store, why do they charge you sales tax? Because they got to forward that money to the state of Michigan in the form of Michigan sales tax. If they have income taxes to pay on their profits, you're paying those too. Kamala Harris doesn't get this. And the main reason she doesn't get it is competition among countries. Other countries don't charge 28% corporate taxes. So as a result, if she gets elected president and implements 28% corporate taxes, guess what? Corporations start leaving our country. Where they are actually incorporated to pay taxes. We lose that revenue. The current 21% we're getting right now under Donald Trump's tax cuts from 2017, which are due to expire next year, 2025, if he's not reelected president, those tax cuts go away. So guess what? Businesses simply incorporate in a different country and operate their businesses from a foreign land. That country gets their corporate taxes, not ours. So not only do we lose the 21% we're already getting, we lose all of that, and the corporations reincorporate in a different country. You don't get more taxes by raising taxes. You actually get less, but she doesn't get that. That's a lot to explain to people. Just send them a link to this podcast. Let them listen for themselves. Final segment of hour number one. We'll be right back.
Systems.net now offers affordable remote tech support for your computer, the same service that large companies have been using for years. To discuss your needs and pricing, call us at 231-818-8349. Don't take your computer in for repairs. Let us do it remotely. Again, call us today at 231-818-8349.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, CEO of MyPillow. I support this show, and I would like to offer you our biggest discounts for listening. So please go to our website, MyPillow.com, and put in the promo code at the end of this message to get the biggest discounts. Again, thanks for listening, and God bless.
Thanks, Mike. Folks, go to MyPillow.com and enter the promo code TRUCKERRANDY, or call 800-654-9659.
Everybody remembers their moment, the moment Granddad handed down his old rifle. At Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey, we respect traditions. We also know that that old gun might not be in the same shape it was when Granddad gave it to you. Mr. Tom Curtis, the gun doctor, will take good care of old Betsy. He'll get her shined up and looking good as new. Curtis Gunsmithing is the one that you can trust with your family traditions. Give us a call at 231-838-5571. And as the gun doctor says, anything but an Abrams tank.
The Sioux Animal Hospital in Sault Ste. Marie has been in the same location for 35 years. The owner, Dr. Jeff, specializes in providing all aspects of care for your animals. From annual shots to complicated bone and soft tissue surgeries, Dr. Jeff can take care of any animal. So call him today at 906-635-5910. From dogs and cats to cows and horses, Dr. Jeff loves them all. So give him a call at 906-635-5910.
At Royal Tire in Petoskey, we know that you've got things to do and places to go. And you need safe and reliable tires that will get you there and back every time. Tires like the Michelin Defender LTX or the Michelin Cross Climate 2. We believe in these tires so much, we put them on our own vehicles. So stop by Royal Tire today and let our tire experts find the right Michelin tire to keep you and your family safe. When you think tires, think Royal Tire in Petoskey.
Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmith in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmith. Call 231-838-5571.
Hey, everybody, welcome back into the show. Final segment of hour number one, talking about two points that you need to point out to people when it comes to this presidential election. Just heard a poll at the top of the hour news. 7% of the people in the state of Michigan are still undecided whether they're going to vote for Donald Trump or Kamala Harris. Well, this 2 minute and 42 second video by Joe Peggs, you need to share this with people. I'm going to play it again. I played it yesterday's show. I'm probably going to play it every day for the next 62 days until Election Day. These are real numbers. These are facts. You need to hear it.
What's really important to all of us, do me a favor and take a breath. Don't scroll. Watch the numbers I'm going to give you. A lot of you on the left are arguing about emotion. A lot of you on the right are arguing that it's about, hey, 4 years ago, this, that, and the other. Let's get real numbers that you can now sink your teeth into. If you're on the left, you're going to find out exactly what Harris, Biden have done. If you're on the right, you're going to find out exactly what Trump did. This is not a chart I made up. This is an actual chart put together based on the Federal Reserve, the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the Energy Information Agency, and the NASDAQ. These are real numbers that you can sink your teeth into, that you can take to work and show them at the water cooler, that you can have after dinner if there's an argument about politics. Let's just take the emotion out and talk about numbers. The inflation rate year over year under Trump, 1.89%. Under Biden-Harris, 5.28%. Inflation cumulative, 7.8% higher under Trump, 19.2% higher under Biden-Harris. Average gas price under Trump down 5.4% to $2.49 average, up 46.6% under Biden-Harris, $3.50 average. 30-year mortgage rates down 34.8% under Trump, 3.86% average, up 132% under Biden-Harris, 5.45% average if you can get a mortgage. Average rent costs up 11.8% under Trump, up 21.6% under Biden-Harris. NASDAQ composite was up 138.2% under Trump, up 39.4% under Biden-Harris. Grocery prices up 6.5% under Trump, up 20.9% under Biden-Harris. Electricity prices were up 4.2% under Trump, up almost 30% at 29.6% under Biden-Harris. And real hourly wages, a big indicator, up almost 7% under Trump, 6.8%, down 2.2% under Biden-Harris. These are real numbers that I didn't make up. These are numbers you can go and research and verify. These are numbers that are based on July 12th, 2024. The jobs numbers, of course, got worse since then with a readjustment down by about a million jobs. Now, get emotional if you want and complain about somebody's hair or how they tweet or whatever or their age. Or you can actually look at numbers and decide who was the better CEO, who was the better person in charge. Because Harris is no different than Biden, except she's a little more progressive, more liberal on policies, which will cost everybody even more money should she win. Any questions on this, make sure that you post them right here. Make sure you share this, and I appreciate you staying until the end of the video. It's important that we have real knowledge, and that's what I just gave you. Come on!
Now, here's the point. This information, it's not biased toward being a Republican or a Democrat. You did not hear him mention Republican or Democrat anywhere in there. He mentioned Trump, and he mentioned Harris. He mentioned numbers. Bureau of Labor Statistics. The NASDAQ. These verifiable sources of real information is where he extracted and created this graphs, these graphs on this video. It's a video that I'm sending you. He actually, during his talking, breaks away and shows the bar graphs. And if you stop the video during him talking about gasoline, when they zoom in on that, Donald Trump came into office after 8 years of Barack Hussein Obama, where gas prices were roughly about $3.50 a gallon. His average went down from day one through his 4 years of being president. His bar graph on gasoline, folks, dropped. By the end of his presidency, the day January 20th, 2021, when Biden was sworn in, gas prices that day was $1.89. But because he started at $3.50 a gallon, his average was $2.50, $2.49, it says in the video. Biden's average has been $3.50. Since he took over and Trump was at $1.89, his prices have rose dramatically. At one point, we were north of $4.50 a gallon on national averages. Now we're heading toward the election, and prices have slightly tapered off, slowed down to the point where his average is now $3.50. It's still a dollar a gallon more than Donald Trump. But at the end of Trump's presidency, it was actually $1.89. How would you like to get back to $1.89 a gallon at the gas pump? Ask people that question alone. That is the second point. The price of gasoline at the pump. Everybody buys it every single week. How would you like to go back to $1.89 a gallon? Vote Republican. Straight Republican ticket. But for sure, vote for Donald Trump. He'll get the gas prices back under $2 a gallon, probably within his first year. He knows how to do it. Hour number two today's show. Text me PEGS, and I'll send you that video. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to your Defending Fathers with Trucker Randy Bishop.
Hey everybody, it's Trucker Randy, the Yo-Yo Diet King. I have literally lost hundreds of pounds in my life. SlimFast in the 90s, Nutrisystem in 2000, South Beach, Superfoods, they all worked in the short term, only to gain it all back, plus some. Now that I'm 65, I really wanted to find a program that would increase my metabolism to burn my belly fat, bring my hormones back to my younger days without any exercising. Then I met Missy of MyPure Health Solutions. She explained how her program does exactly what I was looking for.